Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is October 8, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Fractional flow reserve-guided renal artery stenting in atherosclerotic renal vascular hypertension, the FAIR randomized trial. The FAIR randomized trial aims to compare fractional flow reserve FFR-guided renal artery revascularization with traditional angiography-guided revascularization for atherosclerotic renal vascular hypertension. This ongoing study enrolled 101 patients with atherosclerotic renal artery stenosis, ARAS, and hypertension, randomizing them to FFR-guided or angiography-guided groups. In the angiography group, stenting was performed irrespective of FFR values, but specific outcomes or findings are not yet reported. Article number 2. Genetic variants of glucose-dependent insulinotropic polypeptide, GIP, signaling as proxy for body weight reduction and cardiovascular risk. This study investigates whether genetically proxied body weight reduction through the glucose-dependent insulinotropic polypeptide, GIP receptor pathway, can lower cardiovascular disease risk. It also aims to compare this effect with polygenic weight reduction pathways. The abstract describes the study's objectives and methodology, but it does not present specific findings or conclusions regarding cardiovascular outcomes. Article number 3. Stable angina in young women. Ischemic heart disease, IHD prevalence, is concerningly rising in younger women, with a 3% increase between 1990 and 2019, and IHD mortality in this demographic is increasing in some high-income countries. Angina serves as the primary presenting symptom for suspected IHD and coronary artery disease. This article highlights critical epidemiological trends, emphasizing the increasing burden of ischemic heart disease in young women globally, warranting heightened clinical attention. Article number 4. Characterization and prognostic implications of the 12-lead electrocardiogram in children with rhizopathy-associated hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. This retrospective cohort study aimed to characterize 12-lead electrocardiogram ECG findings and identify potential ECG predictors of major adverse cardiovascular events, MACE, in children with rhizopathy-associated hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, HCM. Major adverse cardiovascular events included cardiovascular mortality, resuscitated cardiac arrest, ventricular arrhythmias, appropriate implantable cardioverter defibrillator therapy, or heart failure. While the study design and its objectives are detailed, the abstract does not report specific ECG characteristics or identified prognostic implications. Article number 5. Assessing cardiovascular benefits of intensive blood pressure lowering in high-risk undiagnosed HFPEF patients. A post-hoc analysis of the systolic blood pressure intervention trial, SPRINT, evaluated the heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, HFPEF-ABA, scores utility in identifying high-risk undiagnosed HFPEF subgroups with elevated cardiovascular event rates. The HFPEF-ABA score successfully identified these high-risk individuals with undiagnosed HFPEF. While the analysis aimed to assess intensive blood pressure control's impact, specific cardiovascular benefits or outcomes related to this intervention are not detailed in the abstract. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.